Good morning. Let us pray before we read Bible and we hear the word of God this morning. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. You give us good health and good spirit for start the new day. Before we do everything, we want to hear the word of God. We want to hear what you say for us. Please open our heart so we know your will in our life. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Everybody like to say that I am the best, I am the clever one, and I am the smart one, or I am the handsome one. Is it right? There are four guys. They sit and say the best from their country. A Chinese guy said, "My country is best because we have the Great Wall." Have you ever there? Great Wall is best. So long and so strong. Another man from Irish said, "My country is best because we have the greenest grass." In Hong Kong, we seldom see grass. Every place is high wilding. In my country, we have a lot. And then the American said, "No, my country definitely the best." Why? Because we have the most beautiful flag. When we see American flag, we see colorful and so many stars inside. China only have 5 stars. American have 50 stars. And then the last one is Australian guy. I don't know. Australian people want to say what? What do you want to say, Monica? If someone say, "My country is best, other best," you are from Australia? Beijing. Oh, Beijing. Okay. This Australian said, no. You all wrong. My country is best. Why? Because we have kangaroo. You know kangaroo? And then kangaroo can jump over the wall. And then after jump over the wall, kangaroo eat your grass. And the last, use the flag to wipe out the mouth. 3 people said, "Yeah, you better than us because you have kangaroo." Brother and sister, when we hear this story, we smile and laugh. But sometimes we do the same thing. We always say, "I'm the best." It's okay to be the best. Everyone must to be the best in life. But before we choose what kind of the best in our life, we need to know and we need to read this passage of Bible. Let's open Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 4 till 6. "Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I am more so. Circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless." When everybody talk, what is your confidence? Paul said, I have more. I am the true Hebrew, and I also a Pharisee. But after said like this, at verse 7, Paul say,
But what things were gained to me, that I have counted loss for Christ. Paul said loss for Christ. This is not make me proud. Why? The word of Christ. Because of Christ, Paul say everything is lost for me. Brother and sister, who is Christ? Make Paul say like this. If we open chapter 2, let us open chapter 2. First 6 till 8. Paul explained to us who is Christ. First 6. Philippians 2, 6. Who being the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Verse 7. But made himself of no reputation, taking to the form of bond servant and coming in the likeness of man, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Everybody who know who is Christ never say I am the best, never say I'm proud with myself, all because of Christ. When Paul know who is Christ, he say, I'm nothing. I'm just simple man. I'm just servant of God. Not only Paul know who is Christ, but Paul know what Christ have done for himself. Let's see. 1 Timothy chapter 1. First Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Paul not only know who is Jesus, but Paul know what Jesus done for his life. He was very bad before. He's a killer. He do something bad in front of God. But one day, in the way to Damascus, Paul met Christ. Jesus asked Paul, what you do for me? Oh my God. After that moment, Paul know that he's nothing. Paul know that God loved him so much. Because of that, Paul say, for me, life is God. Life is God. The purpose of life of Paul, not himself, but only God. Brother and sister, sometimes we proud with ourselves. If we can singing, then we say, Solomon Paul can grow up, because the worship leader is me. Or if we can earn a lot of money, Solomon Church building can be built because I offering so much. And what else we always say, me, 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 me. But today, God want to tell us, not you, but God. We all here because of God. God make us a star among others. Because God make us a star among others. So don't forget before I'm a sinner. When I was in Bible school, my teacher always say like that. There is one guy, every morning, or before come to the office, always walk in a quiet place. At that place, he just want to show his old clothes. Before, he was very poor. Because he was very poor, he has no beautiful clothes. Every morning, he show, and then after that, walk away every morning. Why? Because now, he is not wear a bad clothes again. He already wore very beautiful clothes. But why? He always walk to see all clothes. Just want to remind him, don't be proud, don't forget before you are a poor man. Now you already rich, you must use your riches for everybody. In Bahasa Indonesia, we have one proverb. You know peanut? You know peanut? A peanut is something yummy. And then our proverb is said, like a peanut forget the skin. Peanut forget the skin. What does it mean? You know, a peanut skin is very dirty because peanut underground. And then put it out and then peel it and eat the peanut. Now, the proverb is, don't be a peanut, forget a skin. What does it mean? Before you are very dirty. Now you are in aeroplane, in hotel, in everywhere. So don't forget your past. So Paul never forget his past. Before he was a killer, sinner, everything. But after know Jesus, know what Jesus done. So he changed his purpose in life. What make us always remember who we are before? Jude Bernard write a song, All Rooted Cross. You can sing this song? Like this. So I'll cherish the All Rooted Cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the rural cross and exchange it someday for a crown. When we see the cross, we remember who we are. We remember why we are here. We remember who make us be a style. So don't forget of this. So if we want to proud ourselves, let we say all because of God. Not of you, but God. Let us close our eyes. When we come to worship God, the most important is we come to see who is God and what God has done for us. In other side, we see ourselves who we are. So after this, we know that God is good. He is almighty. He done the best for us. Because of that, let us humble ourselves to Him. You know, Eve fall in the sin because she has no humble heart. She want to be a God. So she forget what God has told them before. Don't eat the fruit. Sometimes when we first time be a Christian, we so humble. We did it all for God. But after God give us more talent, we not humble again. We become an arrogant man, arrogant woman. We always selfish. We always do it what we want. We not come to God and and ask God what He wants us to do. If we keep in this way, we will lose opportunity to love God, to serve God, and to do the best for God. Let us learn from Paul. For me, life is God. How about you? Brother and sister, we come here with one faith. We believe that God in us this morning. We believe that God is how much more God. He gives more than we ask. But He teaches us to ask Him. Why? Because He wants us humble. So with humble heart, we come closer to God and we want to ask something for our church. The first, let us pray for our church. We pray that every Solomon Porch sister and brothers have matured in spiritual, growing in Christ. Not only learn growing in Christ, not only learn experience God, but really, they grow in Christ, then they experience God in their life. Let us pray together.
Bapa, kami berdoa supaya Tuhan tolong agar anggota Solomon Porch mengalami pertumbuhan rohani, bertumbuh dalam Kristus, mengalami kepenuhan Kristus. Tuhan, Kau tolong. Terima kasih Bapa. Kami percaya bahwa dalam Tuhan ada satu kemenangan pertumbuhan. Setiap orang datang untuk merendahkan diri di hadapan-Mu. Terima kasih Bapa. Nama Tuhan Yesus kami berdoa. Amin.
We also pray for pastoral staff, for Pastor Samson, our pastor, senior pastor in this church. We pray that God give him wisdom, so every time, every moment, he lead us come closer to God. We also pray for Pastor Sam Kim, Pastor Ned, and other friends, especially Pastor Sam Kim, this morning still in sick. We pray that God heal him, give him strength, so he can join again in ministry. Let us pray together.
Bapa di surga, kami bersama-sama berdoa. Berdoa supaya Tuhan tolong beri kekuatan hikmat bijaksana untuk bisa melayani sungguh-sungguh di sini. Kami berdoa untuk pasusun. Tuhan beri hikmat bijaksana Bapa. Tuhan beri kekuatan. Tuhan memberkati Bapa. Tuhan Kau tolong. Terima kasih.
This summer, some of our church members joined in mission trip. We pray this mission trip can bring the love and the joy of Jesus Christ to everybody who they meet in mission field. We pray for mission training, we pray for mission leader, we pray for mission member, so they can work together. Let us pray together. We also pray for a building. We pray that God will give bigger building than this. But before we pray for building, we also pray for ourselves. We pray that we can be a good brother and sister for new believer. So when they come, they can see that Christ in our life, so they can believe and be a good believer also. Let us pray together. Life is hard, but thanks God, we have God as our Father. He is how much more God. He always gives more than we say, more than we ask. Because of that, this morning, what is your struggle? What is your problem? Come and say to God, and in the name of Jesus, God will give the best answer for you. So just say what is your problem. Talk to Him directly. Don't be afraid. Don't doubtful. Trust Him, and He will give the best for you. Thank you.
Pastor Ned will lead us in closing prayer.
Let's pray. Dear God, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Father. Help us to remember where we came from and not to be prideful. And for us to remember what Jesus did for us and who Jesus is, and to always do everything to glorify Jesus and to worship Jesus through all that we do. God, watch over us today. I pray that you will help us to really put a smile on your face today, God, to bring joy to your heart. And I just pray your blessing over each one of us, God, that you will watch over us, you will guide us and keep us in peace and give us prosperity. Wherever we go, whatever we do, give us success, God. Lord, but for your glory and for those of us that are going through hard times, I pray for your peace and your strength, God, and your comfort to come. So we thank you for this morning and we worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you guys. Have a great day.